your hometown.
From the scenic Fox River to the heart of Channel Lakes country, welcome to McHenry, this month's stop on your hometown. Ride with us and experience phenomenal food, great local shops, and waterfront fun. Here's Lisa.
It's really fun to explore McHenry today. We're trying to track down Carol Christman. She owns the Black Orchid Boutique, the trendseller, and it all came about because of a retail incubator. She identifies herself as a graduate of the Riverwalk Shops. If you live in that area, you probably are aware that that exists, which is really nice for small towns because it gives people a small space to set up a retail shop. And maybe you're not ready to take on operating a big brick and mortar location. So select businesses have the opportunity to kind of test out their product, see how the McHenry market likes it, how people in that area respond to it. And they do it for a season while learning the ins and outs of operating a retail storefront. And basically it's a 12 by 12 space or a 12 by 16 space. I've seen this in Batavia as well. And it's not a whole lot to rent for a season. The season is May through December. And you know something about this, right? Because do you identify yourself, Carol, as a graduate of the Riverwalk Shops?
Yes, I am.
And so you kind of just put your feet into the water and tested it out a little bit with a small space, and the community of McHenry must have responded pretty well.
Yes, it was really interesting because I even helped with fundraising for it too. But it was a great project with, you know, the school and the city and the chamber. It was just amazing project.
And now you have not one but two retail spaces, and not in the Riverwalk Shops, but you have your own space, right?
Yes. I have a space on Green Street called Black Orchid Boutique, and then the one on Riverside Drive, the Trendseller. I've been open, it'll be 2 years, August, I think, 13th.
And that's more, that's not only men and women's clothing, but I understand skateboards and equipment and frisbee, disc golf gear and all that kind of stuff. Do you have a child, somebody that led you in that direction?
Well, what happened was when I had my children, I had three boys and I opened up the skate shop because I saw one during the Olympics. A lady had it, and I opened it up, and I was opened from 1996 to 2011. And then I went and opened up a boutique, Black Orchid, and then they brought open and I closed the Trendseller, and they started the tiny shops, and my grandkids said, why don't we try it again? So it was trending again, and we tried the little tiny shops, and 2 weeks into it, I knew I had to find a place to set up a new shop.
Oh, that's lovely. I love that it started with your kids and it continues with your grandkids. That's so fun. And obviously a woman-owned small business owner, correct?
Yes. I have a partner at Black Orchid named Vicky, and we work together because I'm a lot at the Trendsellers. So we enjoy it and we love our town.
I know. So tell everybody about McHenry because there are people listening who have never been.
Oh, God. You must take a visit here. We have done so much in the past, I'd say 10, 12 years. We have a Riverwalk that John Smith and Kit Carson got together, and the Bill Hobson and the Chamber and the City of McHenry and Doug Martin. And it's so wonderful because you can walk around here and visit cute little shops. You can go to great restaurants like Bimbo's Green, Peapod, Jexel's, and Whiskey Diablo. And you can go to really cool places like the Vixen for music, and it's a great town to come and visit. We have really great events that happen too.
Apparently you must love it because not only did you raise your kids there, but your grandkids are there as well, I would imagine.
Yes, they are.
Wonderful. And how difficult running two retail shops in a small town? That's got to keep you pretty busy.
It does. You know what, though? The community is so great. They support, the chamber has, and the city has different things like wine walks, Christmas walks, truck fest. It's just wonderful to be in McHenry because it's like you can play here, you can visit here, you can have so much fun because we always have little things going on. We have music fest, a lot of things that happen around here.
That's wonderful. I love your whole story of, you know, starting that skate shop for your kids and then, you know, saying, no, I'm going to do a women's boutique called Black Orchid Boutique. And then your grandkids go, Grandma, come on, you got to bring it back.
And we did. And it's been really nice. The community is very well receptive. And actually, you just got to come here and visit this town. It is just so much fun and so many great people and so many things to visit. Everything's just happening here.
You sound like you're a fun mom and a fun grandma. So have you ever been on a skateboard?
Yes, I have. I have. No more, though. No more.
No, I think those days are over for me, too. And I've only tried it, but it sounds fun. Thank you so much for joining us. You represent McHenry very well.
Well, thank you very much. And I'll tell you something. If you come out here, you won't be disappointed.
I know. I've been, but not in the past 5 years. And after talking to you, I realize a lot of things are changing.
They are. And everything's getting better and better. And the city and everybody is doing such great jobs. Our mayor is wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for joining us, Carol.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Carol Christman. She owns the Black Orchid Boutique and the Trend Cellar. And you're going to hear from people throughout the day from McHenry because it's our Your Hometown series. And if you ever want us to visit your hometown, just reach out to anybody at the radio station and we'll make that happen.